Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, we got a couple of questions following the interview with Mike Wood about what about remote start for a vehicle in Florida? And the answer is, because the car cannot be driven away, there's an exception covering that. So you are allowed to remote start your vehicle, but once you've driven it, and then you stop and get out, and now it can be driven away, and that's actually illegal. So good question. I'll bring it up with Mike next time so you can hear it from his voice. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She always joins us on a Thursday morning. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
I have some news about the Santa Rosa County School District. It looks like the school district is going to lose some positions and possibly be looking at some of the contracts that they currently have in place for other services, potentially cleaning services, bus services, all because so many people are taking advantage of what they call the Family Empowerment Scholarship Program. Mm-hmm. And this is where you can take your tax dollars and use them at a private school or a home school. And or you can be dual enrolled and go to a county school and also be enrolled in that program. So it's really causing a lot of budget shortfalls, and they are looking at everything they can do to make up the money. So it's causing a lot of consternation up at the school district in Santa Rosa County, probably school districts around the state.
Oh yeah, I mean, Escambia is having a similar problem of declined enrollment because of, you know, private schools and or homeschool. I wouldn't think that dual enrollment would be an issue there, because a dual enrolled student, is the money is still going to the school district. That's just that it's free college for them. Did I misunderstand that one?
So actually there is a thing that says, as quote, we have some students who are double dippers, or what we call dual enrolled, in both the Family Empowerment Scholarships and attend a county school. There are 86 students in Santa Rosa County School District who are dual enrolled, receiving scholarship monies and services from the county, from the district.
Okay, so dual enrolled, not in the traditional sense of like going to PSC while you're in high school, but dual enrolled as in private and public school. That makes sense, yes. And we've seen some of that.
And that's like $800,000 right there that they've lost from us. But they're still having to, you know, give students those, those services. It's interesting too, because it used to be that you had to have an economic need in order to take advantage of these vouchers.
And
but
now
they
it's
eliminated
everybody,
that
yeah.
need. And now if you have never even set foot in a public school, your children have always gone to, private schools. Now you can get that money and pay for the private schools. So it's really, really been a big problem for their budget. They just can't make it work.
The Harbor Town kerfuffle over the fence, not a fence, wall, not a wall, easement, not an easement. Where are we at?
Well, I don't know that this is over, but I will say that right now that you can get through the deeded easement that goes from Harbor Town all the way to McAbee Court, all the way to Shoreline Drive. That may not stay the same, because there's a lot of multiple entities in there who have a piece of, the turf, so to speak. And not all of it is on a deeded easement. So it could be that goes away. It's something that really is important to so many people, and not just the people who are involved, but also the city and school kids and emergency services and everything else. So it's an issue that I feel like is going to be around for a while. And instead of having the entities that are directly affected try to fight it out, it looks like it probably needs to get bumped up to a higher level.
We've also had high school had the ribbon cutting for the Soundside High School.
Soundside High School. What an exciting thing for that. Of course, we're talking about, on the one hand, the school district bleeding money. But, the Soundside High School, this has been a project that's been 10 years ago. They were forecasting all of this growth. And we do have exponential growth in Santa Rosa County. And we had, Gulf Breeze High was full, Navarre High was full. They started building Soundside High School. It will start accepting students in the fall. And they actually had their ribbon cutting in their big cafeteria. So a lot of people got to go in and see the whole facility. It's really, really nice. And in an area in Midway that is definitely growing and will alleviate some of the pressure from those two high schools. And even though right now there does look like there's a lot less enrollment, you know, projections, we have no idea what's going to happen. So we'll see.
Go ahead.
It's just exciting to get that new high school open.
It's fantastic. I mean, I drove past it all the time while I was under construction. I'm like, oh, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more. So it's good to see it finally in operation. We got a summer movie program at Breeze Cinema.
Yeah, so if your kids are out of school and you're like, what can I do with my kids? There's so much going on. Our calendar is full of stuff. Not only at the Breeze Cinema, they're having free movies, which is going to be exciting, but also our Gulf Breeze Library. They have got preschool story time. They've got Furry Friend Friday. They've got script teasers. That's a Pensacola Little Theater.
The name of the program is Script Teasers?
That's at the Little Theater. Yes, that's on Saturday. Yes, at noon.
That's
script
cute.
Teasers.
I think that's one of those, like, when you're watching the Flintstones and the kids are laughing at certain jokes and the adults are laughing at other jokes. You know, I don't think that joke is going to make its way into the kids' head, but the parents will laugh at it. That's funny.
So true. We also have honor rolls, too. So if your kid was a star student this year, their name is in the paper this week. So pick up a copy. On newsstands now and in mailboxes later today.
Outstanding. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday to give us a little preview of what's in the paper that day. As always, Lisa, thanks for covering all these local issues, keeping us updated, and joining us every Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free. I'm so proud of y'all so far this morning. It's a great job. No accidents.
If we had no traffic all day.
No accidents.
Don't jinx it.
Well, I was just
like... Why would you say that?
Well, because I was trying to give them kudos.
Yay. Right. Y'all are so good today.
All right. So, no delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
It's all because you're so busy listening to news radio and talking you through
and keeping
life.
Keeping you informed and
keeping
local,
you on a good pace and happy times. And it's all good. Yeah. Fantastic. Well done. Well done. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, obviously you want somebody who's going to, you know, get you the best price in either direction, you know, low buying, high selling, get it done in a timely manner and just plain get it done. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sold 209 homes last year. That's pretty good. That's 4 weeks. That's a lot of experience. And you know, it's kind of one of these like snowball issues where if you only sell a couple of homes, well, you don't have as much practice and as much knowledge. And so it kind of keeps you at the sort of pace you're at. When you sell a lot of homes, you have a lot of market knowledge, a lot of success, a lot of feedback, a lot of experience, and you just kind of get to be, you know, really sort of a pro at it. So where, you know, the little things that you might not ordinarily see as problems, you recognize, oh, hey, you know what, that color, it doesn't seem so bad, but, you know, let's just paint that white. You know, let's just take care of that. Or what, because there's all kinds of little things like that that Christina is always learning from experience. And when you have a lot of experience, you see these things quickly and you get the solutions. Again, just talk to her. Just give her a call. Find out. You know, say, Andrew's always raving about you. What makes you so special? And she'll be like, well, let's sit down and talk, you know, because she'll explain it to you. And maybe in the end you go with your buddy. It's fine. I mean, make a decision, but make a decision based on knowledge, not based on not knowing. So 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Rectify. Rectify. Days.
No. Please.
Rectify.
You know what everybody needs? More dead milkmen. That's what everybody needs.
One Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost
sing it if you know it. Punk rock girl.
Please look at
punk
me.
Rock girl.
What do you see? Let's travel around the world.
Just you and me, punk rock girl. John's never even heard this song. Cracks me up.
Didn't play on the radio.
Yes, it did.
Well, not the stations I worked at.
That's fine. That's actually, I think that's the only song by the Dead Milkmen that ever did play on the radio. It even had a music video back when, you know, MTV played music videos off of the Beelzebub album. All right, I've said too much now. Let's see, 8:20 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Rolling a little bit early this train is today.
Yeah, well, you know. Are you complaining?
No.
Mr. Amtrak?
Not at all. Well, the U.S. has now launched a second day of airstrikes on Iran after President Trump warned that Iran would be attacked until it signs a deal. Several attacks reported across a number of Iranian cities into this morning. The moment that soccer fans the world over have been waiting for is now here. The FIFA World Cup kicks off today. The action begins with Mexico and South Africa in Mexico City today. And the New York Knicks, responsible for the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history, fought back from a 29-point deficit to pull off a 107-106 victory over the Spurs in Game 4 from Madison Square Garden last night.
Kind of unbelievable, really. I tuned in. It was on the Channel 3 10 o'clock news because, you know, the game went over and it's covered by ABC. And so I did not watch the game and I was kind of, that was not what I was hoping for. I was looking for news, but, you know, I was kind of fast forwarding through it and I'm like, oh, you know, they came all the way back. It's crazy. In fact, I think, do I have the key moment here? I might have it. Let me turn up my volume on my computer a little bit.
Rebound deflected in the backcourt. Fox has a chance to get it. Fox has it inside. Blocked by Ananobi.
Him to operate at the top, 101.
Brunson gets it, fires up a three.
That's a brick.
Good. The tip, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead.
Crazy.
Harper lobs
and then
inside.
They just failed on the other end with a minute, a second and a half.
That's it! It's over! The greatest comeback in NBA playoff history! The Knicks pull off the miracle comeback and lead it 3-1.
I'm going to get called into the principal's office here shortly. My boss, Mary Hoxing, is a diehard
Spurs
fan.
Yep, I see the lights coming on now.
Mary, it's okay. It's news. It's news, Mary, I promise. Oh, did you see the thing about Elmo getting in trouble? I only knew this because I was watching Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, and Elmo, I guess last week, had come out with a post on social media.
It's Elmo, the little red furry.
I just hope everybody plays well and has a good time.
Exactly.
But Sesame Street is set in New York City. And apparently New Yorkers are kind of sensitive about the Knicks.
Very evidently.
So they were heaping criticism on poor little Elmo.
Aww.
For not being enough of a homer. you know, not coming out for the Knicks. And how dare you? What's wrong with you? He even got criticized by, like, the Public Works Department or something for New York City. Yeah, I don't know. Poor little Elmo. Who doesn't love Elmo? Apparently Knicks fans don't love Elmo. Be careful. Be careful out there, kids. It's a difficult environment.
It is.
8:20, you just try to say something nice and you just get scorched on social media. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I don't get to say this all that often, but good for James Othmeyer.
Excuse me?
Every once in a while, a blind squirrel, you know, finds a nut.
This is recorded.
What's that?
I said this is recorded.
Yeah, sure. So, Attorney General James Othmeyer, you know how he likes to write, you know, I wish we had a better word, because opinions is actually when you write a legal opinion about something as the office of the, you know, Attorney General for the state of Florida. And, of course, he likes to write opinions little o, you know, about, like, the Sanger Theater. You know, remember how he likes to, for political effect, he likes to get involved in things. And, you know, okay, I mean, I suppose it's a little bit abusive privilege of the office. It's also, maybe if it works to the right, maybe it stops people from doing bad things. I don't know. I'm a little torn on this, but there was an HOA in Port St. Lucie that had tried to, the Tradition Community Association had put in a policy prohibiting firearms in the areas that they own. Like the public areas of the HOA, because, you know, an HOA is private ownership of the public area, right? It's not, the homeowner doesn't own it, the HOA owns it, and they had put in a rule you can't carry firearms there, even if you have a concealed carry permit. Applies to residents, guests, contractors, parks, trails, recreation spaces, so a lot of area within the HOA. And he wrote them a little opinion and said, oh, hell no. It's the state of Florida. People have a right. I actually think it's an interesting legal question. I don't know the answer. Sometimes the Attorney General likes to tread, you know, right in to do something. I think it's a good outcome because they have backed down and people are going to be able to carry their firearms for personal protection anywhere that the HOA operates and owns. I don't know what the court would decide about this because, remember, if, like, you know, a private entity or you as a private homeowner want to ban you from carrying a weapon on the premises, that you can. It's private property, and HOA does own the property, just like they can set all kinds of rules. There are limits on what rules they can set, but this is one of those, I don't know what the law, they asked the Florida State Supreme Court or the United States Supreme Court what they would actually rule. I would hope the ruling would be that public areas are to be treated like any ordinary public area, even though it's owned by the private entity, but I think it'd be an interesting legal question. I'll just say it that way. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. Still rolling accident free right now and not seeing any delays. I-10, I-110, 90 Avalon. Everything looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Which, by the way, that's what their attorney said. Any of the association property, it's private property, despite any state statute regarding the ability to conceal carry. That only applies to public property. So just like a private business, they have the ability to restrict firearms on association property. That was Danny Weber. Condo association attorney that represented them, but they did apparently back down. So, I mean, I like the outcome. I just don't know legally what you would have if you took that case to court.
If you don't like them, vote them out.
Oh, for the HOA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the other side, right? You know, you might think the HOA is doing a poor job, and so go get involved in your local government. By the way, it's so funny how people complain about HOAs, but then don't, like, you know, attend the meetings.
Oh, I know.
Or don't.
Trust me, I was HOA president. Trust me, I know.
I'll tell you what I think is true probably 90%+ of the time. If you would like to see your HOA run differently, you can get on that board.
Mm-hmm. You can.
There's generally a shortage of people willing to serve. John, right?
Yes. I wanted a change, and so I got on the board, became president.
And it's not like you had to go through this big process. And no. I mean, it's pretty much you can get on the board because they're always looking for people. And a lot of the people only serve on it because, like, nobody else will do it. So I guess I'll do it. I've been doing it for 6 years. Might as well do it for 8, you know, that kind of thing. 437-1620. Oh, Southern Baptists, a very interesting story. You actually have two bookend stories. They might make it into Transgressors tomorrow. I'll warn you in advance. Bookend on the right hand, right and left politically. The Southern Baptists have now reaffirmed, and I say it that way because this is not a new policy, but the Southern Baptist Convention has voted 75%. You got to get 2/3 to approve, to reaffirm the stance that if you are a member of the Southern Baptist Convention, you cannot have female pastors. Can I have female pastors? Based on the New Testament, you know, and a particular reading of Paul's letters, particularly Timothy, but other passages as well. This is not a surprising viewpoint. I mean, it may be surprising to you if you're a, you know, a equal rights type person or a feminist or whatever, but within the Christian community, Catholics don't have female pastors. Eastern Orthodox don't have female pastors. Southern Baptists do not. Several other conservative denominations do not. I use that word carefully, I guess, because, you know, some people who are more conservative would allow it. There's Pentecostals generally think of themselves as biblically conservative, but generally more are open to female pastors. Anyway, they've reaffirmed this now, and, you know, some people are upset about it. It's not really a change of policy. It's just putting it officially in the list of these things would push you out of our communion, essentially. Meanwhile, at the other end of the spectrum, and I tell you this only because it's one of the most amazing things I have seen, Presbyterian Church USA. There's PCA, which is the conservative Presbyterians, and then there's PCUSA, which is the liberal Presbyterians. The PCUSA, somebody proposed a rule that would say, if you're going to be a PCUSA pastor, you can only be married to one person. The monogamy rule. You can have a gay marriage, you can have a opposite sex marriage, just one. And they have revolted against this and said, how dare you limit us for those of us who are in plural marriages or alternative. So within the very broadly speaking Christian community, you have the Southern Baptists who have said only men can be pastors, and the PCUSA are meanwhile saying marry as many as you like.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Tehran called and asked President Trump to stop the bombing. President Trump now posting, we'll be hitting Iran very hard tonight and taking Karg Island and their oil infrastructure points. The president speaking with Fox and Friends.
They're really in submission. They just don't know it yet.
Last night,
to be honest with you,
U.S. forces launched 49 Tomahawk missiles. Fox's Trey Yanks.
CENTCOM says Iranian military surveillance capabilities, along with air defense systems and communication sites, were hit.
Driven by energy prices, wholesale inflation hit 6.5% for the year, up 1.1% last month. But markets happy that President Trump says we will be controlling Iran's oil and gas markets like we do Venezuela in the not too distant future. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. 83 degrees right now. We've got sunshine this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, some more candidates have locked in their ballot spots as qualifying week continues. In the Pensacola mayor's race, Jasmine Brown qualified, joining Mayor D.C. Reeves, Ann Hill, and Jermaine Williams. In Escambia County, Joe Vinson qualified as a non-party-affiliated candidate to challenge District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger in November. Gerald Washington also qualified for the District 2 school board seat. Qualifying closes at noon tomorrow. A full candidate list, of course, is available at escambiavotes.gov. An anonymous $40,000 donation is replacing aging air conditioners in all 50 apartments at a Pensacola senior housing complex. The gift to AHEPA 296 senior apartments on Creighton Road arrived just, of course, as the summer heat is ramping up. Property manager Ashley Foster says that the timing couldn't have been better. The facility houses low-income seniors on federal housing assistance. Well, two shark encounters along the panhandle in less than a week now have beachgoers on edge, but a NOAA fish biologist says there's really no reason to stay out of the water. John Carlson tells Channel 3 sharks are not all that interested in people.
At the beach to look for humans. If that was the case, the number of incidents we'd have would be exponentially higher.
According to the International Shark Attack File, there were 65 unprovoked shark bites worldwide last year. 11 of those were in Florida. Carlson says if you do spot a shark, just exit the water and calmly alert others nearby. Well, pet health care can be expensive. A new cost-saving law going into effect next month.
A new statewide law taking effect July 1st will change how veterinarians handle pet prescriptions, potentially lowering costs for pet owners. The law requires veterinarians to inform clients that they have a right to receive a written prescription and then fill it at any pharmacy, rather than purchasing the medication directly from the vet's office. Lawmakers say the measure is designed to increase transparency and give consumers more options. Chris Brian, News Radio 92.3.
Florida Senator Ashley Moody is co-sponsoring legislation that would require more American flags purchased or displayed with federal funds to be made in the United States. The Make American Flags in America Act would close loopholes in an existing law that already restricts foreign-made flag purchases, expanding the requirement to cover Congress, the judiciary, and federal corporations. Moody says the American flag represents the freedom and sacrifice of generations of patriots and should be made on American soil. Well, about two-thirds of Pensacola residents say they think the city's headed in the right direction, at least according to the latest annual satisfaction survey conducted by the UWF Haas Center. The 60% figure, down 4 points from last year's peak of 70%. Residents ranked housing costs and homelessness as the top issues they would like the city to address. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free this morning. Seeing some minor delays on Nine Mile Road as you approach I-10. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Clear and calm to start your Thursday morning. Very warm and muggy with temperatures in the upper 70s. Going into the afternoon, highs climbing to the upper 80s and low 90s under mostly sunny skies. Tonight features partly cloudy skies with temperatures back in the upper 70s. And then Friday, staying sunny and mostly dry with temperatures staying very warm and humid. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
And it's 75 right now. We've got, looks like, partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now. Well, looks like stocks have rebounded, but not by a whole lot today. The Dow is up just under 0.5%, 50,151.87. S&P up under 0.25%, 7283.66. The NASDAQ is up just over 0.25% at 25,235.265. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, down a bit today, 4.52%. Commodities, gold is down 37.40 at 4,096.20. Silver is down 1.21 at 63.53. Bitcoin is up $964 right now, sitting at $62,817.01. Taking a look at our oil prices today, a little bit mixed. West Texas Intermediate is up 18 cents, sitting at $90.21 a barrel. Brent crude right now down 3 cents at $93.07 a barrel. Taking a look at our fuel prices, national average for a gallon of regular today, down at $4.12. Florida statewide average at $3.93 today. That's down from $3.95 yesterday, but up from $3.90 1 week ago. Locally, seeing gas prices as low as $3.09 at some stations on the north side along Nine Mile Road, between $3.19 and $3.20 on the west side, $3.79 in Gulf Breeze right across Three Mile Bridge, $3.53 along 98 headed towards Navarre. And in Milton, most stations appear to be in the 330s, 350s to 370s on the north ends of both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Access to a cheaper gas option being extended for millions of Americans. The EPA stretching a summer waiver for unleaded 88, which is sold at thousands of stations across 33 states. It's a blend of 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline. Well, the producer price index, a measurement of general measurement of how much it costs to make products, is out. It rose 1.1% month over month in May. It's the same increase seen in April and above market expectations of 0.7%, according to the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Rising gas prices drove a lot of the increase in that key inflation measure. 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What's your favorite cake, John? 437-1620. Simple question today. I know you've been looking forward to this because we've been asking these deep philosophical questions lately. We're, back on target with asking the the hard-hitting ones. So it's National German Chocolate Cake Day today, by the way. So eat up. 437-1620. Tell me the best cake. If you want to say a worst cake, you can put a worst cake in there. Best worst. Make sure to tell me which one it is so I don't misrepresent you on the text line. 437-1620. John, do you have a favorite cake? Do you have a least favorite cake?
The most favorite.
Oh, what you got?
Just plain old yellow cake.
What kind of frosting?
The butter icing frosting.
Butter icing or cream cheese? What?
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
But you have taste buds.
I do.
Are you sure? Have you had them inspected lately?
Yes.
Do you not like any cream cheese?
No.
So cream cheese doesn't go on a bagel?
Correct.
So no cream cheese bagel, no cream cheese in lox, no cream cheese in any circumstance.
That's butter. Yeah. Butter on a bagel.
How do you not like cream cheese?
How do you like it?
Do you like regular cheese?
Yeah, I love cheese.
You like cream? Milk?
Yeah.
But you don't.
No.
What, do you eat bagels?
Yes.
What do you put on them?
Butter.
Okay. All right. You heard butter. It. I mean, you see, you just don't do lox on a bagel.
No, I put butter. Simple Southern boy.
Without being too insulting.
Be careful.
Allow me to give you this as evidence for every subsequent conversation where John and I disagree about food. Just remember, John doesn't like cream cheese. 437.
What?
4-3-7-16.
Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, I thought I was asking a simple clarification question. Do you like buttercream or do you like cream cheese? And you're like, and I'm like, it's the best one.
No, it's not.
That's literally the cake that my wife makes for me every year for my birthday.
Well, that's your birthday.
Plain old yellow cake with cream cheese icing.
I mean, I could always scrape it off and eat the cake. I'm good.
Wow. So you don't eat cinnamon rolls?
Well, I love cinnamon rolls.
It's from Cinnabon?
Yeah.
With the cream cheese icing?
No. Wow. I mean, it's very light.
I don't know what to make of all this. So you think you know a guy.
Yeah.
And here I thought I knew you, and all of a sudden find out that, nope, secretly a Russian agent. Okay, 844 on News Radio 92.3. It's little things that give you away, though. I mean, you know, that's a joke I always used to use for my wife because she's 5 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things culturally that she just doesn't know because she's a little bit younger.
Right.
And that's how I was. Well, obviously, you're a Russian agent sent here to, you know,
I'm just start using that.
That's how you know. 4-3-7-16-20. I don't know that I have I'm against that. I'm not a big chocolate fan, but it's not so much as a dislike. It's just doesn't motivate me. You know, if there's a chocolate cake, I might eat it. I might not. It just doesn't grab me. Even with whether it's chocolate icing or white icing doesn't really matter to me. It just doesn't really grab me particularly. Now, if you had a chocolate cake that had cream cheese icing on it, I might eat it in spite of the cake to get to the icing. But again, it's a personal issue.
What's
with me.
Wrong and with
David
you?
Wants to weigh in what, on this. He's losing his mind you? Over here. David, you have something to add on this?
Well,
you
just
looked
love
eager.
Cake.
I
love
went to cake. You because you looked eager.
No, I love cake. but I fear that my cake might not be the popular
everybody?
Choice.
Oh, yeah. All right. What do you got?
Well, I'm a carrot cake fan.
Oh, why would anybody question? John, do you eat carrot cake?
No.
Oh, outed!
But I like carrots,
outed!
Though.
You don't, because carrot cake is always made with cream cheese icing.
Always.
See, it's gotta be. I told you.
Well, I'll say this. You're consistent in your deviance. So you like, that's my wife's favorite. She loves carrot cake.
Okay,
so
yeah,
it's a big,
that's my
it's
favorite.
A big winner for sure. Yeah,
you ever had a poke cake though?
I don't
those
know what
are
that
really
is.
Good too. So that's a white cake, but then you put like little holes in it and put like strawberry jello or something in it.
Jello.
Oh, okay. Well,
Jello itself,
cake is my wife's actually favorite. That's her favorite. Oh. Aside from carrot cake, she loves jello cake.
Yeah.
You know, it's do one in the green, one in the red, white icing on the outside. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Poke. I've never heard it called a poke cake, but that is how you make it to get the
yeah. You poke the holes in it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. Poke. There we go. We're learning stuff all the time. 4-3-7-16-20. It's National German Chocolate Cake Day. We've discovered that John is philosophically opposed to cream cheese icing, which I think is a unique form of cakeism. What's that?
You're
a cakeist.
What?
You're prejudiced against cream cheese icing.
I could hear that laugh all the way in the other room.
You know, there's racists and there's ageists and then there's cakeists, and you're a cakeist. You don't like cream cheese icing. Can't explain it.
I can't explain you. Sometimes I just give up.
John Pickens
just give up.
Traffic
dude.
On the fives.
All right, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. Got one accident that just popped out. Brent Lane at North Davis Highway. Not seeing any road blockage associated with that, but that ruins our good track record for the morning. But other than that, no delays to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
First time at the end of the show.
I know, right?
What is wrong with you people?
We had like
this is why
minutes.
We can't have nice things.
This is why.
Hey, if you've got a student, you've got a kid who's in summer break right now and you want them to not fall behind for their math skills, because that happens. In fact, there's this statistic about half of students, 50% of students lose 2 or more months worth of math skills during the summer when they're not practicing math. And look, I know maybe you, I don't want to make them. Well, okay. Come August, they're either going to be up to speed ahead or behind. And what happens is, in August, they're not going to go back to being May math students. They're going to go back to being March math students. And whatever they learned in those last 2 months, it's going to have gone away. It's very common. How do you fix it? Go to Mathnasium. Especially if kids have struggled. This is a great time to get them up to speed, get them prepared for the fall. You know, as my good friend Adana Eller likes to say, during the summer, you can catch up, you can keep up, and you can get ahead. Mathnasium is a great program. My son taught there for a year. The owners are dear friends of ours, like I said, Donna and Dana. But here's what you do. You go in for a free assessment. Find out where a kid is struggling, what they might not grasp, and how Mathnasium can help them. And by the way, sometimes parents, kids go there because they're good and they want to get ahead and they want to be even better. Because God knows, you know, if you can do well on the ACTs, the SATs, preparation for university, whatever the case may be. Anyway, Mathnasium, great program. Located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. All right, to the text line, Batman. 437-1620. 437-1620. Question of the day. What's your favorite cake? Is there a cake you dislike? Oh, I haven't given my answer. I'm a German chocolate fan, but I love carrot cake. I love, again, the yellow cake with cream cheese icing only. Those are definitely my top three favorites. Do you have a disfavorite, John? Well, I suppose you'd say cream cheese icing. Yeah. We've already covered that. I'll tell you the one I don't like much. Oh, I'm going to get hate mail for this.
You probably will.
King cake.
What?
I'll eat it. It's okay. The best one I've ever had was edible. It was okay. I've never had a king cake and thought, But, you know.
Well, that's just because you're from the north.
Exactly.
Could be. Could be.
Well, see, he already says it. He already knows.
But I just want to be honest with you. Black Forest, Paul says, is my favorite. Black Forest is great. The Dan says any cake they make homemade at Karen's Cafe on Pace. Oh, okay. Mm. Three Deliciouses. He writes Boston cream pie, not necessarily a cake, but has all the high points. Yeah, that's a cheater. That's not ineligible for the competition. John is exactly right on target about the nasty cream cheese.
Thank you.
My wife and her mom would go to the grocery store when she was a kid, and on the way home, they would buy an extra Philadelphia cream cheese because that is really the only kind you should eat, and they would eat it with a spoon out of the package on the way home from the grocery store. It is a fantastic piece of work. 437-1620, both my wife and her mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, and also cream cheese. Let's see, simple but moist chocolate layer cake with Cool Whip for icing.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good. Somebody says, my wife is ghetto, the tin pan rectangle single layer yellow cake, chocolate buttercream.
Chocolate. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, all right. Yes. That sounds a little bit like what you would have gotten in the fifth grade for dessert. You
doesn't
know?
Matter.
The chocolate.
Still
on
good.
Top. But it is good. I'll give you that. Pineapple upside down. Oh, that is. No, Kevin's right about that. That is. My wife has a couple of favorites, and that is definitely. That's another one of the top tier favorites. And it's especially when you do it right, and the layer that is up against the pan as it gets inverted when you flip it over is a little bit caramelized. So the brown sugar and the butter and the pineapple is not burned, but just. Like a creme brulee, a little bit. Oh, I think I need a moment.
Do you need to step outside for a moment, sir?
Okay, best type of cream, whipped cream. That's a different subject. Any angel food cake, angel food with real whipped cream around the sides and a strawberry jello whipped cream mixture filling the hole and covering the top. My birthday cake since I was 1 year old, says Carlo. I like that. Kim says a no to carrot cake.
Thank
you. Wow, interesting. All right. Somebody says, John, do you eat red velvet cake? Good question, Southern boy.
No. My mama's been trying to get me to do it since I was born.
So obviously you're not a real Southerner because you don't eat red velvet cake.
Oh, you better watch. I'm going to revoke your...
Would you eat it if it was made with regular old white icing?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I ain't got no problem there.
You know, it's really just a taste bud defect. Okay, let's see. 437-1620, Tres Leches, or Tres Leches. I don't know how you're supposed to say that word. The less icing, the better. Well, you want a muffin. I mean...
Isn't that what that is?
Who's against icing? Okay, Baskin-Robbins ice cream roll cake. Oh, and DQ has some fantastic ice cream cakes. Yes. Oh, and I would have never known that, except they had a thing several years ago when they opened the new store on 9 Mile, and if you were one of the first 100 or so, you buy an ice cream cake, and they'd give you 2 blizzards a month for a year, and we did that for several years, renewing that. Great blizzards, and also the ice cream cake from DQ is fantastic, with the little crunchy things in the chocolate. Oh, it's so good. I eat lemon and red velvet, and that's it. Janet says, homemade southern hummingbird cake. What's hummingbird cake? Am I dumb for not knowing, John? You haven't heard of that before? I haven't either. Okay. Forget cake. Give me blueberry pie. Well, that's a different category. I mean, I'm agreeing with you, and certainly a fresh blueberry, but that's a whole different issue. Pineapple upside down, said Steve. Question of the day, what's your favorite cake? Is there one you dislike? Let's see, 437-1620. The worst is fruitcake. Okay. No fair. Unless what you need is, like, you know, something to put under the front wheel of your car so it doesn't roll down the hill. Punish your enemies with by giving it to them and then asking them how they liked it. You know, no, you're right. Oh, that's your girlfriend. Your fiance said that. No, that's true. By the way, has anybody ever actually made a fruitcake, or are they always made by somebody in some store somewhere
country,
and
yeah.
shipped here for so it's 4 months old by the time you got it anyway? I don't mean to insult you if you like fruitcake, but we all know.
We
all know. Somebody says John doesn't like cream cheese. Does he not enjoy life?
I do enjoy life.
Somebody says my favorite cake is the one that's in front of me right now, whatever it is. another vote for hummingbird cake. Now I don't know. I'm going to probably get somebody to make one for me. Oreo ice cream cake.
Yes.
Crepe cake. Oh, or crepe if you prefer the French. I don't know what that means. I'd be curious, though, because crepes are fantastic and cake is fantastic. How would crepe cake not be fantastic? Seven-layer taco cake. So people are bringing up pies. Oh, yeah. Somebody says, have you ever heard of rhubarb pie? I'll go with strawberry rhubarb. It's my mom's favorite pie. Love making it. Chocolate cake with cream cheese frosting. Yes. I would take fruitcake over king cake. Oh, all right. All right. I don't know how to pick between those things. You cannot insult someone who likes fruitcake. I don't know. Baskin-Robbins ice cream roll cake. Another vote for that. So there you go. Cake day. Why not? Eat up. Have fun. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Do I look like I need a psychological evaluation?
Not at all.
That's what almost all of the listeners were saying to you, John, about your
what?
Your cream cheesophobia. 856.
I had people that agreed with me.
I said almost.
Almost.
Your bigotry, whatever you want to call it. 856 here on News. Oh, I had the best text. Somebody texted and says, I think the frivolous topic now has nothing to do with cake or frosting, but is more so whether or not John is a communist Russian agent, like you said. Inquiring minds want to know. I'm going to need to see that birth cert. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Or as we prefer to call him, the cream cheese hater.
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident on Brent Lane and Davis Highway. It's off to the side of the road. Not seeing any delays associated with that one. Other than that, we're good. John Pickens, traffic on the fives.
I mean, even Michelle Salzman is like,
what the Florida?
I'm actually surprised you haven't threatened to stab my tires over this.
Oh, they're already done.
You already went in the brake in your back now.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Try to stop.
Fair enough. Let's see. Is there anything actually news related that we can talk about today? Oh, Jen Breyer is having a town hall tonight, 6:30 at the Vickery Resource Center. Talk about anything you want to talk about. District 1, Jen Breyer. You know, I like Jen.
Cake.
She's a friend. I don't always agree with her, but whoever meant that as a requirement for friendship. She's a very thoughtful person. She teaches, you know, math at PSC, so, you know, thoughtful.
No, Andrew.
When the stock market drops 900 points, that's barely newsworthy. I'm sorry, it's not a bad day for the stock market. Oh my God, and it, the stock market's at 50,000. 50,000. That's a, what, not even a 2% drop? A correction is 10%, people, or 20, depending on who you ask. It's not even half a correction.
Well, it's not.
Okay. The problem is you have news people who grew up in a time when 1,000 points was a big deal. Back when the Dow was at, you know, 10,000, when 1,000 is 10% or less. And so the inherited pearl-clutching habit of thinking that 1,000 points is a big deal, nobody's ever gone back to examine that. But again, I think it's a part to do with not being great at math and kind of always want a sensational headline. And the idea is, well, for all my life, 900 has been a big deal. But it's not anymore. You know, in I think, wasn't the market drop for Black Friday was like 900, right? When the Dow was at, you know, a couple thousand, you know, 25. If I'm on memory here, I could be wrong, yeah. But I think the Dow was like 2,500 and it dropped 900. That was Black Friday. Does that sound right to you, John? Roughly?
Yeah, let's go with it.
When the Dow's at 50,000, call me when it drops, you know, 5,000 points. Otherwise, shh. it's just a day. If it goes up 2,000, it's just a day. That's it.